We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 8, Verse 53. Dhruva Maharaj leaves home for the forest. Verse 53. Chapascha paramo guhya shuyatam me. Is anybody repeating, or should I just read it?
We don't have. Okay.
Yes, the book actually finished the test.
Okay. Let's see. This one?
No.
Four. Okay. Four part two. It should be part one, yeah?
Yeah, this is part one.
Part one, okay. Okay, so repeat after me. Japascha paramo guhya.
Japascha paramo guhya.
Shuyatame nripat maja.
Shuyatame nripat maja.
Yang saptaratram. Oh, it just went blank. Yam saptaratram prapatan.
Yam saptaratram prapatan.
Puman pashyati ke charan.
Puman pashyati ke charan.
Chant. Nobody has it? Oh. Okay. I guess I'll do it again. Japascha paramo guhya.
Japascha paramo guhya.
Shuyatam me nripat maja.
Shuyatam me nripat maja.
Yang saptaratram prapatan.
Yang saptaratram prapatan.
Puman pashyati ke charan.
Puman pashyati ke charan.
Japascha paramo guhya.
Japascha paramo guhya.
Shuyatam me nripat maja.
Shuyatam me nripat maja.
Yang saptaratram prapatan.
Yang saptaratram prapatan.
Puman pashyati ke charan.
Puman pashyati ke charan.
Chant.
Japascha paramo guhya.
Japascha paramo guhya.
Shuyatam me nripat maja.
Shuyatam me nripat maja.
Yang
saptaratram prapatan.
Puman pashyati ke charan.
Puman pashyati ke charan.
Japascha paramo guhya.
Japascha paramo guhya.
Shuyatam me nripat maja.
Yang saptaratram prapatan.
Puman pashyanti ke charan.
Puman pashyanti ke charan.
Japacha.
Japacha.
The chanting mantra.
The chanting mantra.
In this connection.
In this connection.
Parama.
Parama.
Very, very.
Very, very.
Guhya.
Guhya.
Confidential.
Confidential.
Shuyatam.
Shuyatam.
Please hear.
Please hear.
Me.
Me.
From me.
From me.
Nripa Atmaja.
Nripa Atmaja.
O son of the king.
O son of the king.
Yam.
Yam.
Which.
Which.
Saptaratram.
Saptaratram.
7 nights.
7 nights.
Prapatan.
Prapatan.
Chanting.
Chanting.
Puman.
Puman.
A person.
Pashyati.
Can see.
Can see.
Ke charan.
Ke charan.
Human beings. Who travel in space.
Human beings who travel in space.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Son of the King, I shall now speak unto you the mantra which is to be chanted with this process of meditation. One who carefully chants this mantra for 7 nights can see the perfect human beings flying in the sky. Purport. Within this universe, there is a planet called Siddhaloka. The inhabitants of Siddhaloka are by nature perfect in the yoga achievements, which are of 8 varieties. One can become smaller than the smallest, lighter than the lightest, or bigger than the biggest. One can immediately get whatever he likes. One can even create a planet, etc. These are some of the yogic perfections. By virtue of lagima, siddhi, or purificatory process to become lighter than the lightest, the inhabitants of Siddhaloka can fly in the sky without airplanes or airships. It is hinted herein by Narada Muni to Dhruva Maharaj that by meditating upon the transcendental form of the Lord and at the same time chanting the mantra, One becomes so perfect within 7 days that he can see the human beings who fly in the sky. Narada Muni uses the word japa, which indicates that the mantras to be chanted is very confidential. One may ask, if it is confidential, why is it mentioned in the writing of Srimad Bhagavatam? It is confidential in this sense. One may receive a published mantra anywhere, but unless it is accepted through the chain of succession, the mantra does not act. It is said by authoritative sources that any mantra chanted without having been received from disciplic succession has no efficacy. Another point established in this verse is that meditation should be carried on with the chanting of a mantra. Chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is the easiest process of meditation in this age. As soon as one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he sees the forms of Krishna, Rama, and their energies. That is the perfect stage of trance. One should not artificially try to see the form of the Lord while chanting Hare Krishna, but when the chanting is performed offenselessly, the Lord will automatically reveal himself to the view of the chanter. The chanter therefore has to concentrate on hearing the vibration, and without extra endeavor on his part, the Lord will automatically appear. Mukam karoti vachalam bhangam langhate girin yakipam tamam vande shigun tinitarinam Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjara Shalakaya Chakshumiritam Yena Tasamai Shri Gurave Namaha. So in the purport, it is said, it is hinted by Narada Muni to Dhruva, by meditating on the transcendental form of the Lord at the same time chanting the mantra, one becomes so perfect within 7 days he can see the human beings who fly in the sky. Now, this was in the time of Dhruva Maharaj. He only had 7 days, so we have more time. It takes us a bit longer. Of course, when we first joined, we thought it would take us 7 days or at most 1 year before we would see Krishna face to face. And that's one of the reasons I joined, because I wanted to see Krishna face to face. But then we realized maybe 10 years. After 10 years, we realized maybe 30 years. After 40 years, we're hoping in this lifetime to see Krishna face to face. Of course, we see him every day in the temple. But Prabhupada said you can see him like we are sitting together, talking to each other like that. So Narada Muni is a transcendental spaceman, and he is able to make everybody else transcendental spacemen too. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the soul is sarvakata. In the second chapter, soul can go anywhere. It has the freedom. So those who have the mystic cities, they can go anywhere they like. And Prabhupada said there are still yogis in India who early in the morning, they take bath in 4 places. First, they go to Hardwar, which is in the north, very far north. Then they go to Jagannath Puri on the east. This is all within 1 hour. Then they go to Puri, and then they go to Rameshwaram at the bottom. And then after that, they go in the west to Dwarka and take their bath. And then they go back up to Hardwar. So there is a universal highway, which is the river, the Ganga River, and in Calcutta, also Hardwar, the Ganga flows. So they just take the river highway. They dip down in Hardwar, and they come up in the next place within 2 minutes. They can do that. So this is the yogic process, universal highway. And this highway of Ganga goes in all the 3 planetary systems. So they can go anywhere in the universe with this by this means. But we have a problem. Our soul has so much freedom, but the body is checking right now. We don't have that. But within all of us, we have these mystic powers. So we can do that. So Narada Muni, he can go anywhere. And sometimes Srila Prabhupada said in London that he could see Narada Muni coming to visit the temple. So in London, they have a seat for Narada Muni. So Prabhupada said, make a seat for Narada Muni here. So he can have darshan very comfortably. He can sit down. So mystic powers. Also in the Kumbh Mela, if you go to Kumbh Mela, you will see these Naga Babas. They don't take the train to Kumbh Mela or the airplane. They go by the river highway. They come up at the Prayag, and they just come out of the water, and that's how they appear, because they know this process of a mystic transportation. You can go at the speed of the mind. It takes one or two, a little bit longer, because the mind can go in a split second, but it takes 1 or 2 minutes for them to travel. So Krishna, again, Uddhava Gita, all these mystic powers are described. Krishna, this is chapter 15 of Uddhava Gita. Krishna tells Uddhava how to get these mystic powers, in case you're interested. 18 types. There are 8 major ones and 10 secondary mystic powers. And then there's 5 inferior mystic powers. Yes. So the 8 primary, anima becoming smaller than the smallest, mahima becoming greater than the greatest. And actually this anima city, some people even nowadays, they know that there's one man who was living without clothes on the streets, and they put him in jail, and he got out. He keeps getting out of jail because he knows this anima, smaller than the small. He can go through the keyhole of the or the, through the bars of the jail and get out. So then they finally gave up putting him in jail. Mahima becoming greater than the greatest. So Jiva Maharaj will get this mystic power where he can push down the whole earth, be as great as the universe. Lagima, lighter than the lightest. So Srila Prabhupada said this means if you see the sun ray, you catch one of the sun rays and you ride the sun ray up to the sun, the beam of the sun. So Prakamya, Prapti, you can achieve whatever you want. Prakamya city, any enjoyable object in this world or the next. Ishita city, you can control the subpotencies of Maya. And Vashita city, the 3 modes cannot stop you. And Kamavasayita city, you can take anything from anywhere to the highest possible limit. Kardama Muni, he made a flying castle with gardens and everything. And he was going all over the universe with this flying castle. So the 10 secondary mystic powers, these the primary ones are arising from the mode of goodness. The primary ones, let's see, have their shelter in Krishna. They come from Krishna. But the secondary modes come from the mode of goodness. So if you come to the mode of goodness, you can even get these powers. So the first power, you can free yourself from hunger and thirst and other bodily disturbances. This is the first secondary power. You won't be hungry or thirsty. The second one is to hear things far away, very far away. You can hear from America what's happening in other places. And the third one is to see things far away. You can see in other countries what's going on. Like who had that power? Sanjay, Dhritarashtra's secretary. He could see things far away, the battlefield. Number 4, moving at the speed of the mind. So your body follows you. Number 5, assuming any form you desire. So the demigods, they have this power. When Bali Maharaj came to conquer the heavenly planets, the demigods took one, Indra took the form of a peacock, Yamaraj took the form of a crow, and they all left the heavenly planets. 6 is the power to enter the bodies of others. So there is a story in Mahabharata about one disciple who protected his guru's wife. When the guru went away, he said, please protect my wife while I'm gone. So when the husband was gone, then somebody came who wanted to enjoy with his wife. And she was inclined. So what the disciple did was go inside her body and control her speech. So when the person came, probably a demigod, then she spoke very officially in Sanskrit language instead of the normal language, and he was shocked. He went away. So that disciple protected the guru's wife by this mystic power. Now 7, you can die when you desire, like Bhishma Dev. And 8, you can witness the pastimes between the demigods and the apsaras. 9, you completely execute your determination. So Prabhupada had this. Whatever Prabhupada decided to do, it happened. 10, giving orders whose fulfillment is unimpeded. So Prabhupada also had that mystic power, that his orders were always unimpeded. Now the 5 inferior powers, power to know past, present, and future. So this is not a very wonderful mystic power. It's a lesser one. And again, the second one, tolerating heat, cold, and other dualities. So I know one devotee, a Russian devotee, who was trying to get mystic powers, and he got them. And he was practicing at the age of 17, 16, doing yoga in the snows of Russia. He was staying, and the yogis, they do that. They go in the water up to their neck. So he was doing such austerities. And he said by the age of 17, he got the powers he wanted. So we have mystic yogis amongst ourselves. Then number 5, oh, sorry, 3, knowing the minds of others. So reading minds is not a very big mystic power. 4, checking the influence of fire, sun, water, and poison. And 5, remaining unconquered by others. So these are the lesser mystic powers. Now, how to get these powers? I'll tell you a few of them, if you're interested. If you want to become smaller than the smallest, it said, Krishna says, one who worships me in my atomic form, pervading all subtle elements, fixing his mind on that alone, attains the mystic perfection called anima. So we know that Govinda is smaller than the smallest because he's within every atom. So if you meditate on the form of Krishna within the atom, you can get this mystic power of anima. And devotees, they see that. The ones who, advanced devotees, they see Krishna in every atom. Number 2, this Mahima. Oh, before Mahima, I'd like to talk about the scientists. They have their microscopes and they're trying to see the soul and now the God particle, but they cannot see it with their microscopes because you have to have prema to see Krishna and the soul. Even the soul you cannot see. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena. So Mahima, how to get that? That's to become bigger than the biggest. And Dhruva Maharaj got this. You have to meditate on Krishna in his form of Mahatattva. Mahatattva. As the supreme soul of the total material existence, and you will get Mahima. And Laghima, lighter than the lightest. Krishna is within everything. Again, the essence of the atomic parts of material elements. And if you meditate on Krishna in all the atomic parts of everything, you get Laghima. So Canto 3 describes the hexatam, the combination of 6 atoms. And if you can, Prabhupada says, when the sun comes in the window, you can see this small particle. So it is this particle that you ride, the yogi rides on this particle up to the sun, on the sunbeam. Now prapti, fixing your mind on Krishna in the element of false ego from the mode of goodness, you can get prapti, and you can reach, and from anywhere you can grab something. So sometimes if you think something is missing and you never find it, it could be that some yogi took it from you. So Prabhupada had a guru, and his guru had this, his friend's guru could do that. So one time his friend went to visit his guru Maharaj. So his guru said, what would you like to eat? And so the disciple said, I would like to eat some fresh pomegranate from Kabul, Afghanistan. So he said, okay, go in the next room. And there was a branch with some pomegranates on it, freshly picked from the tree, some tree in Kabul, Afghanistan. So the yogis can do this. They have this power. But every power, all these major powers are connected to Krishna. In order to get the mystic powers, you have to meditate on Krishna in a certain form. Now, the secondary powers, a few of them, hearing things far away. This is very interesting, mystic power. And it explains here, if you fix your mind on the sound vibrations occurring within me, Krishna says, as the sky and total life air, you can perceive in the sky the speaking of all living entities. So imagine that. I mean, how would you How would you stop some of them and get the one you want, the channel? How would you get your channel? So the purport explains, speech occurs by vibrating air within the sky. One who meditates on the Lord as personified sky and air acquires the ability to hear that which is vibrated at great distances. Prana means the Lord is personified life air, and for the total aggregate of life forms. So the prana is actually Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tumi pita, tumi mata, tumi pranadhana. Krishna is the wealth of my life. And he's also the prana. So then, of course, we meditate on the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then we can hear the speech coming from all over the universe. So example of this, if you read Radhana Swami's book, Journey Home, he got this power actually before he became a devotee. He was sitting in the middle of the Ganga on a rock, meditating, and he heard within the, from the Ganga, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So he heard that, the sound, he could hear it first, he could hear people chanting it somewhere in the higher planets, and then he got it. So, because he was doing these austerities, great austerities. And so Krishna was very kind to him and gave him this mystic power to hear the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And the Prabhupada explains that by hearing Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, we're hearing the great sages. We're hearing Shukadeva, we're hearing Maitreya from another time. We're actually going beyond time and we're hearing the speaking of the great sages when we read Bhagavatam and Gita. So, of course, if you have properly understood the opulences of the Supreme Lord, you get all perfection, mystic and otherwise, in Krishna consciousness. So, should we try for these powers? Krishna comments in this 11th canto to Uddhava, learned experts in devotional service state, the mystic perfections of yoga I have mentioned are actually impediments and a waste of time for one who is practicing the supreme yoga by which one achieves all perfection in life directly from me. Now, why is this an impediment for devotees? Why is yoga, mystic yoga, could be an impediment for devotees? Who can tell me? Yes?
It's an opulence.
It's an opulence, okay. Opulence could be an impediment.
Yeah, distracted.
It could be distraction. Yes, yes. Somebody told me that there is one devotee who chants 80 rounds a day, and during his chanting, he travels to the different planets in the universe. So it could be distracting. I mean, I don't know if you could hear very well your chanting while you're traveling like that. But we do have people like that among us. I don't know who this devotee is, but someone told me. Okay, it could be distracting. It's an opulence. What other? Yes.
I may start to think that I'm the enjoyer and controller.
You might start to think I'm the enjoyer and controller. Yes, if you can control the fire and the wind and the, you say stop blowing. You
know.
Yes. Okay. What could be another impediment? If you got mystic powers, you might leave Krishna conscious and think, oh, this is more interesting. Let me go and live with Indra in the higher planets. Yeah, I could go there. You could just go anywhere. Why should I live in this miserable earth planet? You forget about going back to Godhead. So it's also an impediment because you have a problem in your heart. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atta Eva Shanta. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Shakali Ashanta. So if you want these mystic powers, then you will have anxiety in the heart. Only the devotees are peaceful. Now Prabhupada, he had mystic powers also. Wherever he went, he purified the people, the place. He brought Radha Krishna, Gornitai, holy name, Prasadam. And sometimes people would say, what is your miracle? And he pointed to all of us and said, here is my miracle. That these people were had no knowledge about Krishna. They were eating meat and gambling, all these things, and I have changed them, made them Vaishnavas. So here's a little story from Bhagavat Prabhu. How Prabhupada had some mystic power. He was giving massage to Prabhupada, And some ants were coming, and they wanted to climb on Prabhupada's feet. So Bhagavat stopped massaging him and tried to move the ants away. And Prabhupada said, "What are you doing? Why have you stopped the massage?" He said, "Oh, some ants are coming on your feet." Prabhupada said, "They will not bother me. They will go away by themselves." And then he waved his hand over the ants. He said there must have been about 20 disorganized ants ready to go on his mat and feet. But when Prabhupada waved his hand, he said, "I swear, those ants immediately formed a single file and marched in the opposite direction." So Prabhupada talked about mystic powers. Kunti Devi calls Krishna Yogeshwara, master of mystic powers. So Prabhupada said, "We are not interested in these powers. Just like a rich man, his son does not bother about earning money because he knows my father is rich. So if I need money, my father will give me. So we take shelter of Yogeshwara, and if you..." And so Krishna will show the powers. "We don't worry. My father Krishna has all the powers, so if I need something, he will take care of it." And then we see miracles happen. Miracles happen. "Why should I take so much trouble?" Prabhupada said. So he said, of course, in India, the businessmen, they understand money. So he said, "I left with 40 rupees, and now I have 40 crores." Means 40 million rupees. But because I surrendered to Krishna, I was nothing, but I put one in front of the zero, and I got so much. Now, another point is how, by chanting Hare Krishna, we get all the mystic powers. Narada Muni was a Shudra, born in a Shudra family, but he got all mystic powers. He said, by worshipping the pure devotees, he said, "First I got knowledge of the Lord, as inculcated in confidential parts of Vedas, then I got mystic powers, and then I got bhava." So first knowledge, then second mystic powers, and then you get love of God. So Prabhupada said, this is if we can do this, by such pure contact with the Lord, without offense, 10 offenses, the devotee can rise above the material plane to understand the inner meaning of the Vedic literatures. The Lord reveals his identity gradually to one who has unflinching faith in the spiritual master and the Lord. So Prabhupada says, this is what's going to happen to us. First, we get knowledge of the Lord in spiritual world. Second, after this, the devotee is endowed with mystic opulences, which are 8 in number. So you can't expect it. So don't be bewildered when it happens. And above all, the devotee is accepted in the confidential entourage of the Lord, entrusted with specific service of the Lord through the agency of spiritual master. Now, Prabhupada says an interesting thing. A pure devotee is more interested in serving the Lord than in showing an exhibition of the mystic powers dormant in him. So Prabhupada, and some devotees actually saw Prabhupada's mystic powers. He would reveal them sometimes, like Bhaktisiddhanta in Vrindavan swears that he went on a walk with Prabhupada, and everyone was leaving footprints in the ground except Prabhupada. There were no footprints there. And when my god sister, she also had experience of Prabhupada's mystic powers. She was just a young girl, maybe like Mimi's age, 16, 17, when she first met the devotees. And they were having a program on a stage somewhere in Europe. So she offered obeisances, and she had her hands right in front of the stage. There were some stairs going up, and her hands were there. And so Prabhupada stepped on her hands, and she didn't feel any weight at all. And then one of the sannyasis stepped on her hands, and she got great pain after that. So that was Prabhupada's, one of his mystic powers. Now, this purport also tells us, I have it here, so it's okay. Oh, no, I need it. The last paragraph, do you still have it? Yeah, the last paragraph of the purport. By chanting Hare Krishna, we will see Krishna, because we all want to see Krishna. I need to see that last paragraph. It talks about chanting Hare Krishna. Let's see what it says. Meditation should be carried on with the chanting of a mantra. As soon as one chants Hare Krishna mantra, he sees the forms of Krishna, Rama, and their energies, and that is the perfect stage of trance. So the first thing we realize is that the name is non-different from Krishna. And this is the second realization. By chanting, Krishna reveals his form to us. So sometimes when we're chanting, we can actually see the form of Krishna. Or we remember, he comes in our mind. Form of Rama, form of Krishna, and form of Radharani, the energy. And then after that, we get to the qualities and the pastimes. So Prabhupada said, everybody can see Krishna, but you have to be qualified. And if you cannot see God, then Krishna says, okay, you see me as water, I'm the taste of water, the light of the moon, the sun. He tells Gita how to see him if you don't have the spiritual eyes. So Prabhupada said, at the present moment, we have so many senses, but we want to see God with the eyes. Everybody says, I want to see God with my eyes. He said, so begin with your tongue. Seeing begins with the tongue. That's another sense. Just like if you have nice prasadam, you say, okay, let me see how this is. Let me see means to touch it with the tongue. Let me taste it. So seeing Krishna is also meaning to taste with your tongue. So not with your eyes. If there's a good sweet, let me see. The sweet means let me taste the sweet. So Prabhupada says, first of all, taste God. You can do this. Try to practice tasting Krishna with the tongue. Tasting the holy name, tasting prasadam. And God will reveal himself. He says, when you surrender and devote yourself by tasting prasadam, you'll see God personally. So too bad Sadhu Marga is not here. Oh, he's in the kitchen. Oh, okay. He's actually seeing Krishna in the kitchen. Okay. Very good. And afterwards, we will see Krishna with the tongue. Very good. So, he will talk with you, Prabhupada said. You will see him, and he will talk with you. That is possible. So, isn't that wonderful? Prabhupada said, we can realize Krishna by eating prasad, by tasting. We can realize Krishna. And I think a lot of us have that realization that Krishna is there when we eat prasadam. And we're very satisfied. So, and Prabhupada said he will talk with you. So two types of tasting prasadam and tasting the Maha Mantra. According to Nectar of Instruction, in the beginning, the Maha Mantra is not sweet. It's because we have jaundice. So it's not so sweet. So even, like, we just had an experience in Ireland. We were going on the train, and there were these three young people waiting for the train with us, and they were so degraded, but they started talking to us, and one girl could hardly speak. She must have been 14, 15 years old. She could hardly talk. She was just so drugged out or whatever, I don't know. And they were interested. And we gave some prasadam, and she tasted, we gave her a little piece of burfi. But one of the boys, he ate all of the prasad, you know, so he was a little bit more advanced. There was one boy and two young girls, and the young girls were just, you know, smoking and swearing. But one of them was a little pious. She said, oh, you know, here's a holy person, you should not swear. It's like being in a church. So it was like kind of jug eye and mud eye. And they were so curious because we were dressed in, you know, Punjabis. They said, where are you from? Like they were from another planet and we were from another planet. It's like we were just completely different. They were on their way to court because they were sitting in a 5-star hotel lobby and someone called the police and got them arrested. And so it's just, but you feel it's really bad, you know, that this is the state nowadays. Really, Varasankara, she couldn't even hardly talk. She couldn't hardly speak, just like, almost like an animal, just. So, at the beginning, it's like that, and she couldn't eat the prasadam at all. The burfi that I gave yesterday, we gave some to them. She couldn't eat it. So, we have acquired the taste. And I was just reading also on somewhere, probably on Facebook, about Bhaktisiddhanta. How when he visited Burma, then he was cooking with ghee, And they, all the people were coming out with their noses covered saying, what's this horrible smell? And he said, but what they do is they had this barrel outside their house, and anything died, dogs, cats, rats, donkeys, they put it in the barrel. And after 2 or 3 years, the liquid, they strain it and they drink it. So every time you open that barrel, such a smell would come. But that's the smell they liked. So, mode of ignorance. You can't even imagine, I know. But this was in Burma, yeah. So, and Shibhakti Siddhanta, he was amazed. So, yeah, we have to taste Krishna, and that way we will realize Krishna by chanting the holy name. And the day will come when we will see Krishna face to face and talk with him. Okay, Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments on this? Yes?
I was thinking about this. You mentioned the young people you met in Ireland. That, like, is it in one sense more or less difficult to spread Krishna consciousness in 2013 than in 1970?
Is it more or less difficult to spread Krishna consciousness in 2013 than in 1970? I would say no. In one sense, it was easier because you had Srila Prabhupada there, and he was pushing us a lot. There was a lot of, we just, you know, didn't know what was happening to us. You know, we really, he said he tricked us, and yeah, we'll hear that in another class. And I think he did. He said, yeah, none of you wanted Krishna consciousness, but I gave it to you. So we all, when we joined, we always felt this tremendous force behind us, pushing us to do things. Now, I feel a little more, not that much more, I still feel it, actually. So I'm traveling at this age, traveling and doing so many things. So now, I don't know, I guess it's there, but you can avoid it. I think it's easier to avoid that nowadays than we couldn't avoid it, like really. Couldn't really avoid it. There was no choice but to live in the temple. Even grihasthas had to live. We all had to be like sannyasis. That's why I didn't have children the first 19 years of my marriage. We were lived as brahmacharis first 12 years. Brahmachari and brahmacharini. So, it's... In one sense, it was easier then, but in another sense, it's easier now. It's easier to take up the practice. There's many more choices than we had. We had only one choice, live in the temple or else you're in Maya. You know, now there is no temple even. You know, so everybody's in, even the brahmacharis in Maya by that definition. Nobody's in the temple. So, But I would say it's easier. In one sense, it's easier now because we have this huge framework all over the world. And we have internet, which is a great tool for spreading Krishna consciousness. And you don't even have to go out of your home now to have association with devotees. You can just click on krishna.com, and thousands of people are doing that. Sankarshan Prabhu, he... started on internet, just a website called Why Am I Suffering? And he got 20,000 people eventually, and disciples and everything. And so I think now in some sense it's easier. You have it's quicker. We had to, you know, send letters in the mail, and from India they wouldn't get there. If we sent them, they wouldn't get, and from there they wouldn't get here. To India. In the phone call, same thing. We couldn't phone. Even the phones weren't working in those days, you know. Even in Calcutta, if you want to make a call, it would take you 10 times to get somebody in the same city. You couldn't call overseas. So the communication now is so good that I think it's... And also we're being accepted by the society now, as you can realize here. Even the city is accepting you to some extent. And the people. Whereas that time... Vegetarianism was unheard of, and we were in sheets, and people didn't understand us at all. You know, but now people understand. You know, there's more. You can see it creeping in to the society that all this 40 years of preaching, even in the Christian church, our ideas are coming there. I was in America, and this one of our boys is going to a Quaker school, which is supposed to be, you know, much better than the public schools. So he had some of these pamphlets, and I was reading one of the Christian pamphlets, and it was saying, "What does God look like?" I was really wondering what they would say, and their answer was, "He's a person." That's all, because they were saying he's not a force, he's not an energy, but we would say he's both. But they're trying to, you know, defeat the philosophy, the New Age philosophy, saying he's a person. But then he said, and then also said, and he's not an idol, you know, like statue. So trying to defeat all philosophies. But, I mean, that concept was not there 20 years ago, that he's a person, you know, and you can talk to him like that. And I heard when I was in Ireland, Shonaka Rishi, he does this interfaith preaching. And we heard that in the Vatican, they were sending secretly some people from the Vatican to talk to the devotees on philosophy. They didn't want people to know. But they know that, you know, something, the devotees have something. And he said in their interfaith group, if anybody has quarrels, they ask the devotees, what's the answer? Yeah, the religions, they go to the devotees for the answers. So, and one of the devotees who used to be a Catholic told me that one of the popes left, not recently, I mean, the one left recently resigned, but there was another one who left and said, "I'm going to India to study God consciousness." So it's infiltrating. Vegetarianism is there now. Even on the planes, you can get almost a vegetarian meal. They said, "Yes, we have vegetarian," but then when I looked, it had eggs. But it was, it's almost there. Yeah, I know. Yeah, they don't understand so completely. If you come from India, then they understand. You have to, what is vegetarian? And they give that option in the flight. Yeah, and in England, I heard there is 1/4 of the people are vegetarian now in London or some in UK. So it's really now, in a sense, it's a lot easier. It's not an emergency. That time it was an emergency. We all had to leave everything, and some left their children, some left their husband, some left their wife, and we just had to. Prabhupada called, and we had to run and just do the needful. But now it's not such an emergency. You can do things, you know, through the courts and through the law and do it properly. And like we were just, anything goes, you know. Crazy things in the name of Krishna consciousness. But now it's more formal and official and relaxed. And I think there are advantages now also. There are advantages to this. So you can see advantages and disadvantages in the early days, and now also, it's always there. Okay, you had another question?
Yeah. So just a comment on top opulences are coming when you get a little bit easier.
Yes, opulences are coming.
Yeah, I had this one story you told about this young girl. I was in Harina, in Stockholm downtown, mm-hmm. with these different devotees, and suddenly there came one boy who was quite drunk. Mm. And he joined the procession and started to dance very, like, really nicely, actually. And he was a quite rough guy. And then this other guy came and said, "Okay, come now, what are you doing? What are you doing?" I heard that they were speaking Finnish. And I said, "You are Finnish." And he started to speak, yes, "How come you speak Finnish?" And I said, "I'm Finnish." And this other guy was like dancing. He said, "I don't want to leave. I want to stay with you." I've never felt this good in my life. And he was just like, we were like moving, and he was moving with us and dancing and singing and dancing. And this other guy, his friend, was like all the time saying, "What are you doing? We have to go. And why are you staying with these people?" And I think he followed like 20 minutes to the old town of Stockholm. And then he said, I'm sorry, but I have to leave this. My friend is getting furious. I hope you will meet. If you want enough, you will meet us again.
Yeah.
That was funny. Because I don't know why I have to follow you. I don't know. We meet so good.
Something less life. He did something. Okay, any yes?
Yes, about the mystical powers. Does Kalevala has mystical characters, our national epic.
So
what's that? We have this book called Kalevala.
Kalevala.
It's, yeah, it's our national in heritage.
Oh, yeah. So I'm sure everybody has.
Yeah, every
country.
So this Väinämöinen had this skill to walk over mountains, so big steps.
Hanuman.
Yes, so...
Jump. Well, he used to jump.
Jump, yes. Mm-hmm. So, well, even flies can do that.
Yes, right. Even squirrels.
Yes.
Even
yes.
Squirrels can jump. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. So we should think also, you know, what's the difference between the small hill or the anthill and the big mountain? Of course, you might save money on airplane fare, but
yeah, not bad.
But Prabhupada was asked that one time. One reporter asked about, you know, flying, and Prabhupada said, "There's three ways to fly: by pigeon, by carpet, magic flying carpet, and by mantra." So then the reporter said, "Well, why did you take the airplane then?" And Prabhupada said, "To be one with you." And they were like, pigeon? carpet? Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Yes?
Yeah, but that's just a comment of this. Burma.
Oh, Burma thing. Burma. Oh, yeah.
So I had actually in the school... there was some kind of misunderstanding, and there was one child in the school for 1 year in my class, and she was a Christian.
Oh.
But somehow they mixed and they put it in my Krishna class.
Oh.
And she was from Burma.
Oh.
And then next year there came another, her cousin there also in the class, and then she was there for a while, but she started to... Right in the beginning, she started to suspect, what is this? But the first one, she was like very happy to be there. And then when I gave them prasadam, this second girl, she just couldn't take it.
Right.
She just couldn't take it. She took something and she had to go to the bin and spit it out. But it was interesting. That this first one was really, they were both Christians, and then the parents started to think that what are they eating there in the Christian class and like that. And then after some time, I suddenly they were not there, and then I went to ask the home class teacher what is the situation, and then she said, oh, they were actually Christians.
Oh, so everybody goes to his own religion class.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you taught everyone.
No.
No,
oh.
It's
you have to choose.
Oh, you choose.
You can choose. In Finland, you can have it.
Wow, that's really good.
I think he has more than 70.
That's really good. Oh, so that's good. Wow. In one class.
No, it's in different classes.
Different classes. Well, that's really good.
Sorry,
yeah.
It was quite funny.
Yeah.
These
things happen.
Don't you want to go back to this class?
Yeah, yeah. The first one, she then after that work, she commented to the, you know, his her friends, and she said that it was much more fun to be.
So the parents choose actually, or the?
The parents.
Oh. That's so funny. Yeah, well, that was good. When she grows up, she'll have a chance. Good for her. You can see the pious and impious.
Yeah.
She did something in her last life that was Krishna conscious. much more fun. You're a good teacher. Any other questions or comments? Yes.
I just remembered one time I was hearing Satchinanda Maharaj's class, and he said that once he went to see Prabhupada and he saw Prabhupada was walking on a sun ray. So I was really wondering, what does this mean? But I guess it was like what they were explaining here.
So. Yeah, I think those who have mystic powers can see. Like, most of us didn't have mystic powers, so we couldn't see Prabhupada showing them.
You always say that he...
But we, you know, we suspected. Because how could he walk so fast, you know? We were suspecting, he's not walking the same way we do. We were suspecting something there, but we couldn't figure it out. Any other questions or comments? Okay, I'll go with Shri Prabhupada.